Don't worry, I'm not going to give you a long list of sponsorships and things that you need to buy. Instead, I'm just going to explain. What we do is we teach baking as lifestyle medicine. This is an evidence-based approach to baking, eating, and sharing bread that improves the gut microbiome and mental health. So let's just get straight into this podcast.
You were you're so similar in your approach to empowering the people who you connect to. I was like, I'd love to, you know, bring you in to work and have your people connect to what we do, because there's such a lot of synergy.
Yeah, one thing as you're talking that I want to kind of expand upon a little bit is, in my book, I teach about the three pillars for ultimate gut healing. And the first is diagnosis, the second is the diet, and the third is the lifestyle. And so often we get really hung up on, well, one question people ask me all the time is, okay, you make sourdough bread, great. Can I make it gluten-free? But I want to take people to step back a second, and I want to invite you into the lifestyle pillar of what I teach. Part of that is reducing our overall stress, slowing down. And honest to God, that is what sourdough bread taught me. Because when I started fermenting it myself, and I had to nurture it, I had to take care of it day after day. And then the process of making the bread was not head to the freezer, get out a slick of bread, you know, plop it in, whatever. Yeah. It's a process, and I had to slow down. And I think that that is so symbolic of overall gut healing, is to just really think about what is going on in your life and in your body, and being able to slow down to the point where you're able to listen to what your body is saying, instead of just automatically going to, there's gluten, I can't have it, when that's not the truth.
I think it boils down to time. And so there's two parts to this. The first thing is that when you ferment your bread and you give it time, and actually, I've actually got some just here, hang on. Just literally in the middle of, this is a very simple focaccia. That technique is from the 10-minute sourdough. So that actually took about, I don't know, maybe about 6 minutes to mix, throw it in there, and I will leave this overnight now. And in the morning, I'll flip the oven on and pop it in the oven. So the total time for this is a 10-minute technique, and that's what the prescription courses are. So you allow the microbes to work their magic on the gluten. Now, there are many, many different ways. I'm going to shoot. I've got an organic kitchen and organic visitors. Sorry. It's time to mix your dough. You can take your time with your hands in the dough. Or you can mix it in just 10 minutes with the prescription courses. And given time, the microbes excrete acids, which break down the gluten. They damage the gluten proteins. They excrete enzymes. And without going into too much science, lots of the enzymes that they excrete have a fantastic effect on pre-digesting the bread for you. Proteolytic activity, breaking down protein, and the proteins are the gluten. So I guess they eat it essentially before you do. So one of the reasons that you can just eat sourdough and go, I'm not bloated. I'm not struggling. I'm not having gas. I'm not embarrassing myself at work the next day because I ate bread and I feel uncomfortable. But this process is best done with whole grains. And they're going to deliver fiber, which again, when you've had digestive difficulties, your clients and your followers so often have come to you because they know they've had an issue with their gut. So having that help to pre-digest their food is going to make such a huge difference to the way that they have a relationship with their bread. To have it pre-digested, so important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. And you're right. You can make the bread in 10 minutes, but what happens in the time that you're not actually spending with it, right? It just does its magic. And that's where the magic lies. It's still doing something, but you don't physically have to do anything. And it's such a difference in processed bread that you buy at the store that is not prepared like that. It's just getting all whipped together, put together, and packaged away.
I really hope you've enjoyed listening to this. If the idea of prescribing baking as lifestyle medicine as an evidence-based approach to your patients to help them improve their physical and mental health through the bread that they bake, eat, and share every day appeals to you, then go to thesourdoughschool.com and learn how you can prescribe or teach this as part of your own practice. If you have just fallen in love with the whole concept and you just want to learn to do this for yourself and your family, you can self-prescribe at thesourdoughclub.com. I look forward to seeing you in some of our live sessions.